7 Easter, Thursday AC. First posted May 20th, 2010. John 15:26-27. 1:6-4:11. The Paraclete. Jesus promised to send the Counselor from Greek, Parakletos, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, to his disciples, who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. The Counselor is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, which comes forth from God the Father. The Holy Spirit will bear witness to Jesus, and Jesus' disciples are also to testify about Jesus, because they have known Jesus. Jesus was telling his disciples ahead of time, so that when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place they would remember that Jesus had told them. When Jesus was with them daily, it wasn't necessary to tell them these things, but now Jesus was about to return to God his Father, who sent him. The disciples did not ask Jesus where he was going, but they were sad because of his imminent departure. But Jesus assured them that it was to their best advantage that Jesus go, because his departure would make it possible for them to receive the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus would send. The Holy Spirit will convince the world of sin, which is unbelief in Jesus, of God's righteousness revealed in the cross of Jesus Christ, and of judgment, because Satan, the present world ruler, was defeated at the cross. Commentary. Jesus' original disciples spent day and night for 3 years with Jesus, during Jesus' physical ministry, and their testimony is recorded in the New Testament covenant of the Bible. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was chosen by God to replace Judas Iscariot, one of the original 12, Jesus' betrayer. Paul is intended by God to be the prototype and illustration of a modern, post-resurrection, born-again John 3:3-5-8, disciple and apostle of Jesus Christ, as we all can be. Paul apparently didn't know Jesus during Jesus' physical ministry, but he knew and had personal fellowship with the risen and ascended Jesus, and was as much a disciple, student, apostle, messenger of the gospel, and witness to Jesus as the 11. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. During Jesus' physical ministry, he could only be one place at a time, although he was aware of what was happening elsewhere, John 1:48. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples, who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, makes it possible for us to have his guidance and empowerment anywhere and anytime. After Paul's conversion, Acts 9:1-22, Paul began living in obedience to the Holy Spirit. On his second missionary journey, Paul was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel in Bithynia in modern-day Turkey, and then was given a dream of a Macedonian man pleading for Paul and his associates to come to Macedonia, Acts 1:6-6-10. The mission of the Holy Spirit is to bear witness to Jesus. Any spirit which denies that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. It is the spirit of error, 1 John 4:2-3-6. It is only possible for us to truly praise and worship the Lord by the indwelling Holy Spirit, Romans 8:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b-1:15-16. It is the mission of the Holy Spirit to convince the world that sin is unbelief in Jesus, compare John 3:18. The cross of Jesus Christ is the demonstration of God's righteousness, doing what is good, right, and true. God gave his only begotten Son as the one and only sacrificial offering acceptable to God for the forgiveness of sin for all who are willing to receive it by faith, obedient trust in Jesus. Jesus was perfectly obedient and sinless, Hebrews 4:15, and God's righteousness would not allow Jesus to suffer unjust execution. God reversed Jesus' execution and raised him from physical death to eternal life. Satan was defeated at the cross of Jesus Christ. Satan tried to thwart God's plan of salvation, right, by destroying Jesus, but Jesus' crucifixion accomplished it. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit? since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.